they wouldn't take up a dare, use any form of dare or not, or I'll bet you dared or something like that.
No.
Or say if a boy in school has been told to do something specifically, but he's not doing what he was instructed to do, teacher might tell him, say something like, well, you're not doing what you to do.
Should do.
Or say if a boy got a whipping, somebody might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
shouldn't.
Or if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't.
Or if you had been doing some really hard work and a friend of yours had just been standing around looking at you all this time, you might turn around to them and say, well, you have helped me.
You haven't.
Or if you were talking about the possibility of his being able to, but he didn't, well,
you wouldn't.
Or say somebody had asked you to do something, and you're not sure about whether you're going to be able to or not. You might say something like, well, I'm not sure, but I'd be able to do it.
I might.
Get back to a few animals. You have this kind of animal, bird really, out in your part of Texas is able to see in the dark.
An owl?
Do you have different kinds?
No, not too many, just basically the horned owl.
Horned owl. Is he a fairly large size?
Yeah, they're big enough.
Or is he the kind that makes that deep hooting noise, you know, you hear
at
night?
And they screech too.
They screech. Is that the same owl?
Yeah.
Do you have a small variety?
Sometimes barn owl.
Barn owl. Does that barn owl have that real high pitch?
Not as much as the hoot owl.
Do you have an owl that's called some people call them a screech owl or a squinch owl or something like that?
Yeah, sometimes they call the barn owl that.
But which one?
The screech owl.
Screech owl, that's it. And what about this bird that drills holes in trees, you call that a
woodpecker.
You ever heard people call them anything besides woodpecker?
Yeah, peckerwood.
Peckerwood, yeah. Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
And that's when they stoop so stupid they keep hitting their head against a wall all the time, can't see it in front of them.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Can't find an easy way to do it.
Yeah. And this animal that has a black fur and a white stripe down its back, and they give off a
skunk.
Yeah. Ever heard those called anything?
Polecats.
But they're the same thing.
Yeah.
When I was in Arkansas, a fellow was telling me about something that was like a skunk, but he called it by a different name. Civet cat? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, we don't have too many. They're more northern.
What about a... just a general term that would cover a lot of animals that would be bad to get any hen roost and raid your hen roost, say like, you know, weasels and skunks.
Oh, varmints.
Yeah, yeah. Just something to cover the whole thing. And this little animal that you see around here a lot, with the bushy
squirrels.
Tail, yeah. What about different, do you have different types out there?
We don't have many of them at all.
Yeah. You, go ahead.
The kind are just like here, we do have.
What would you call the kind around here? What kind of squirrel would that be?
Just tree squirrel.
Tree squirrel. Do you ever hear people distinguish between different types of squirrel by their color?
No, we don't. Yeah, sometimes red and gray, but we just don't have that many, so people usually don't.
You ever heard the red squirrel called anything besides just